Hey, Arisen Nation, have you guys ever wondered why you do things the way you do them currently and how it affects everything in your life? If yes, then this podcast is going to be very helpful. It's Sam here, and today I'm going to talk about a topic: how you do one thing is how you do everything. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. Boom. Hey guys, welcome back. So this episode is going to be a rather short one. It's kind of those episodes where, very, very straight to the point, and, you know, you get your quick nuggets and you're done for the week or for the day or whatever it is, right? And so let's quickly jump right into it to make it even shorter, right? And so for a long time, you know, I've been told this several times that how you do one thing is how you do everything. And I was that guy who would always argue about that. I always argue about the fact that, no, it depends on how much energy you put into this, or it depends on whatever energy you want to put into this. And as much as I want to agree to that effect, or I want to agree to that, that notion, of course, there's some bit of truth in that statement. But if you look at it on a grand scheme of things, the huge big picture, you realize that the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. Like, just right now, just imagine, like, pick one aspect of your life and then compare it with the rest, not in the granular level, but in the grand scheme of things, and see where you're headed at. I remember, you know, and I'm not here always going to talk about how nice I am or how interesting I am. You know, I'm going to tell you, you know, some of the really, really bad things and unshareable things that normal people wouldn't share those, you know, bad experiences. But then you know, that is why I really, really love the Arisen Podcast, because, you know, I can geek out and just talk about anything, and as long as it's beneficial to you guys. And so I'm not going to be here and push out to you how good I am. I'm going to show you the bad side too, because we're all learning each and every day, right? And so I remember I got told all the time that you are always late for a program. You're always late. And I always argued. I always would resist that notion. I would always tell them, oh no, it's because of this, because of this and that and that. I always kind of bring in a really, really good excuse, and at the end of the day, it gets accepted. But I kept on realizing that there were some other really, really, very, very important, you know, parts of my life that really needed to follow some schedule. They needed to follow the right timing. And for some reason, because I have this really, really bad habit on getting late on events, I end up, you know, doing the same thing, because I don't realize that they are different things. And so I end up doing that very same thing, that very same bad character or trait or whatever it is. I end up doing it for really, really important issues. I'll give you an example. So recently, I met with a really, really potential person. I don't want to mention his name, but so we scheduled to meet at 10 o'clock, and a good old Sam here, what he normally does is this. He would assume that he has his own car, which he doesn't. And he will assume that there's no traffic during the time he's looking to go. And he would also assume that there wouldn't be any hold up in town, and so he can get to his to wherever he wants to go in a span of 30 minutes. Now, I'm in Accra. I'm in Tema, right? And we're supposed to meet at Accra, specifically Bema Camp, right? And so we're supposed to meet there. And all our inversion was that, oh, I needed just, you know, 30 to 45 minutes to get to Bema Camp from Tema. And I was also envisioning that, you know, there won't be any traffic, because since it's in the afternoon, all the early morning traffics had all, you know, died out, and the road is all smooth and jerry and stuff like that. And boy, was I wrong. I was so wrong. As at 10:30, I was still on the motorway. Like, I was now on the motorway heading head into the place, and the person who was, you know, it was very, very embarrassing. The person who called, I mean, I was meeting with, called me 2-3 times, and then I had to lie on where I was and stuff like that. It was really, really, it was a really, really bad experience. But here is the lesson. What I did realize was that this didn't come from any weird or any strange circumstance, or it didn't come from anything that I didn't know. This is something I do. I recognize it's, you know, that it's a bad trait. It's something that I need to work on. And so if I really, really understand that this thing, it's a very negative, you know, character or trait about me, then I have to get rid of it, because if I don't get rid of it, it spans across everything that I do. Okay, it spans across everything. So that way, I'll be late for church, I'll be late for school, I'll be late to the hospital, I'll be late for, you see, there even, I'm chipping this. There was a time I scheduled a really, 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 you know, crucial meeting with one entrepreneur in the state, right? And it was scheduled for, I think that interview was I think it was scheduled for about 4:30, and old Samuel wouldn't start setting up around 3. He would start setting up around 4:15, just because he thinks that all technical glitches would go away because he's magical, right? That's not how it works. You should plan ahead of time. You should do whatever. So you should start at 3 o'clock and cultivate that habit. Because if you cultivate that habit, what will happen is that the way you do that particular scheduling in advance, it will span across every single thing you do, regardless of whatever it is, right? And that is what I'm currently doing. So rather than trying to, you know how we talk about, you know, we talk about our bad, you know, traits and stuff like that, we want to work on, like, you know, the New Year's resolution and stuff. For me, if you have been listening to the Arisen podcast for a long time, you know I don't do New Year's resolution. I just do it depending on when I need them. So if I need to get my my shit done, I don't have to wait till December 31st or 1st January 2020 to do anything about it. As long as I discover the need to do it, I just do it, right? And that is what I want to tell you guys right now. Just look at one particular trait that you realize that this trait is something you don't want to be associated with for the long run. So what do you do about it? You target that one single trait that you really don't want to do, and then you work towards it. And then the magic happens. The magic that happens is that it spans across every other thing that you do. Because again, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So if you are not focused in your business, there's a chance that your relationship will be messed up. There'll be lack of focus in there. Your personal relationship with other people, whatever you do, would have that iota of lack of focus in there. You know, you'd argue all over the place as to how, oh, it's different, I give more focus on this than this and that. And that's how I was arguing until it really hurt me really, really bad, and I felt really, really bad for myself. And so I've made a vow to change, and I'm using the, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast, I'm using the goal setting formula that actually works. If you don't know what that is, go back to the episode on goal setting formula that actually works and listen to it. So I'm following that routine to make sure I get rid of my lateness to events and whatever it is I have to do. And so I hope this episode was helpful. Just always remember that the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. So change one thing and you change everything. Cheers, and have an awesome week. Bye-bye. Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you're on Android, and iTunes if you're on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.